Sit back, relax, and just close your eyes. In a very few moments, you're going to be more relaxed than you've ever known yourself to be. I'm going to mention certain parts of your body, and as I do, I want you to just feel that part begin to relax. Just feel that part just begin to relax. In order to help you relax, I want you to imagine yourself in a wonderfully magical forest. It's almost nighttime, and the sky is a beautiful indigo blue. The stars are coming out, and the moon is lighting up the rich forest trees. Off in the distance, you hear the hypnotic sounds of a bubbling brook, and the crickets seem to be lulling you to sleep. And as you lie motionless, you begin noticing a wonderfully white light just above your head. This white light is the most relaxing light you could imagine, and as it begins to lower around the crown of your head, you seem to be touched with a desire and willingness to relax deeper and deeper with every breath you take. Continuing to lower now, it begins to touch the forehead, and as it does, I want you to feel all the little frown lines, all the little worry lines in the forehead just seem to disappear. The forehead smooths out, feels so relaxed, and you feel this relaxing light coming around the eyes. Now the eyelids seem to become very, very heavy. So heavy, they don't even want to seem to open. They may flutter a little bit, but that's okay. Just feel how heavy they are. And as the relaxation comes down around the facial muscles now, all the little muscles in the facial area just begin to relax. Relaxation comes further down around the mouth now, and all the hundreds of little muscles around the mouth just start to relax. So much so that the lower jawbone becomes heavy, and the teeth part. Mouth may even open up a little bit with relaxation as you continue deeper and deeper relaxed. Feel this relaxation now around the lower jawbone and behind the ears so that all the little nerve endings behind the ears just seem to relax as you continue deeper and deeper and even deeper. The relaxation goes to the back of the neck now, down around the shoulders. So much tension seems to go to our shoulders, but now you feel the shoulders just begin to relax. You can even feel them drop a little. The relaxation seems to go to the backbone now, and as it goes down the spinal column, it seems to go out to the sides so that every muscle, every nerve, and every fiber in the back just seems to relax. The relaxation seems to come to the small of the back and around the bottom. This warm sense of relaxation comes to the back of the thigh now and into the hollow of the knee, around the calf of the leg, around the heel, to the bottom of the foot, and each and every toe just relaxes even more and more as you go deeper, deeper, and even deeper. Calm, very peaceful, very relaxed. And now, if necessary, allow yourself to shift your body however you need to in order to become more comfortable and become even more and more relaxed. We are going to proceed to relax the rest of you now. Starting with the throat muscles, feel the throat muscles just start to relax. Relaxation comes down the fronts of the shoulders, down the upper arm, over the elbow, down the forearm, to the hand, and each and every finger just relaxes more and more and more as you go deeper, deeper, and deeper relaxed. Just relaxing. Doing so very, very well now as you continue to relax. Feel the relaxation now coming to the throat muscles, down into the chest, and all the muscles and organs within the chest now just begin to relax. This relaxation continues down to the stomach area, and all the muscles and organs within the stomach just seem to relax. This warm sensation of relaxation goes down into the thighs, over the knees, down the shin bone, across the instep of the foot, and into the foot itself. And each and every toe just relaxes more and more as you go deeper and deeper. Relax deeper, and as you continue deeper, an even deeper calm. Very, very relaxed. Now I want you to imagine yourself standing in this forest, and at the base of the feet is a beautiful stone stairway that leads downward into a very safe valley of relaxation. This staircase will lead you into a profound state of deep, deep hypnosis. We're going to go down these stairs now, and as I count backwards from 10 to 0, each number will take you even deeper and deeper and even deeper. Ready to proceed? 10. Take that first step down. 9. Deeper, deeper. 8. Way down now. 7. Deeper, deeper. 6. Deeper, feeling very relaxed. 5. Deeper, deeper. 4. You are going into a deep state of hypnosis now. 3. Going deeper. 2. Relax to even move, feeling very calm. 1. At the next number, you will enter this beautiful place, peace and tranquility, called deep, deep hypnosis. More relaxed and peaceful than you've ever known yourself to be. 0. As you are walking through the forest, you notice a log next to a small brook. Water tinkles gently over the rocks, and the log just beckons you to come sit down. After you settle yourself on the log, you notice one of the most brilliantly colored butterflies you've ever seen land on a nearby flower. You watch in fascination as the wings on this butterfly are unlike anything you've ever seen. Electric blues, radiant yellows, deep reds, and royal purples. You feel drowsy, so you close your eyes and hear a far-off voice talking, almost as if it's narrating a story. That butterfly is named Esmeralda. She used to be a sad little caterpillar. No one quite understood her, and she always felt like she was just not quite good enough. She had a droopy leg, so that when she tried to walk, she'd slide a bit, her other legs able to carry her. But it was noticeable, and the other caterpillars would snicker. Esmeralda always wondered why she had to have this problem. What had she done to deserve it? Why her? The others didn't understand what she was going through, and no one could really give her a definitive answer on whether she'd ever be able to heal or use her leg again. It was embarrassing and often caused Esmeralda to crawl off and cry by herself. One day, as she sat by herself, she started to think about her life. She realized that her leg shouldn't stop her from enjoying her life. There were so many leaves to eat, and so many trees to explore. The sky was so big and blue. Why was she stopping herself? She resolved to live her life to the fullest from now on, no matter what. Shortly after that, she felt an overpowering need to wrap herself up in a silky cocoon. When she emerged, she was a beautiful butterfly, able to soar above the trees with her powerful wings, and her bum leg didn't affect her. She saw from her new vantage point just how much life there was, and how she was so glad she decided to change her attitude and embrace her differences. Because of her struggles, she appreciated her new wings even more, way more than any other butterfly, and was actually glad that she had gone through what she had. You start to wake up from your dreamlike state and feel very pleasant. And now watch the butterfly take off and fly, flexing her wings back and forth as she flies along in the soft breeze. From now on, you also resolve to live your life to its fullest and not let your struggles hold you back. You realize that they are what make life interesting and what make you uniquely you, and smile as you feel a rush of gratitude for this. And as I count from 1 through 5, you'll slowly come back to the room, taking this knowledge into your deepest subconscious and making it a part of you now. 1, firmly implanting the idea that your struggles and uniqueness are what make you, you. And you celebrate this now. 2, wiggling your hands and feet. 3, stretching out your arms and legs. 4, taking a deep breath. And 5, eyes wide open, feeling grateful and knowing that life is just full of opportunity.